Recording 8. You will hear a tutor talking to a group of students about a geography trip to New Zealand. For questions 1 to 10, complete the sentences with a word or short phrase.
Good morning. I know you have a folder with all the information about our geography trip to New Zealand, but I want to go over the main points. As you know, our flight departs at 10:30, so we need to be at the airport at 8:30. Firstly, why New Zealand when it's so far away? We could, of course, go to the European Alps to see mountains. But in New Zealand, we can see a huge variety of landscapes. Not only mountains, but also volcanoes. And, of course, it's surrounded by oceans, so that's why we've chosen it. There's plenty to keep us busy. During our first week, we're staying in a very rural area on the South Island, which has stayed much the same over the last 30 years. There is some tourism now, but agriculture remains the main employer, although the emphasis isn't quite the same. Where most farmers used to keep sheep, there are now more cows, and recently also deer. So we will be looking at why that has happened. We are spending our second week in an even more remote part on the west coast. There our main focus will be the beaches. Many of them are surrounded by forests and are quite difficult to get to, but there are roads or tracks down to all the ones we want to study. While we are in that part of the island, we're going on a couple of boat trips. You'll be able to see the amazing trees which cling to the cliff sides, and the birds, of course. You might be lucky and catch sight of a penguin, the yellow-crested ones which live round there and are not often seen. The weather on the west coast is very changeable, so it's important to have clothes for every season, hats and sunglasses, as well as waterproofs, as I'd expect we'll have some rain, but most people are aware of that. What they don't expect is the insects. They'll be waiting for us, so you need a very good repellent to stop them biting. We'll be working all day and we'll go for a walk every evening. If it's fine, I hope you'll get some good shots of the sunset. It's one of the best places in the world for that. And if you're interested in bird watching, you'll have time for that too. Maybe we'll see some of the fishing boats too as they return after a day at sea. Our last week is in Queenstown. It's really important that you have a questionnaire ready, so make sure you prepare that this week before we start travelling. You'll be going out talking to visitors and businesses, and when you get back, you'll write a report, which you can use as the basis for a dissertation about tourism later on. There's a free weekend when we arrive in Queenstown, which is a very active place. Most tourists have a go at some of the extreme sports like skydiving and river surfing, but our students usually decide to go walking. Probably because it's cheaper, but also the scenery is stunning, and you really get to see more of it on foot than if you're jet skiing at top speed. You all have a list of essential equipment. We're staying in fairly remote areas, so we probably won't get a chance to buy much. Bring comfortable walking shoes and make sure you have a bag to carry everything in. You need a minimum of one notebook, ideally one with a hard cover that won't fall apart if it rains. And, of course, plenty of pens and pencils. We're hiring everything we need for our overnight stays, the majority of which will be spent in tents, 4 people in each. But we are also spending the odd night in hostels and basic hotels. Now, any questions?
Now listen again.